Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of rabbinic authority. In the previous shiur, we saw the machlokas, as we set it up between the Ramban and the Rambam, about whether a Beis Din that is not in Yerushalayim, it's not the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, it's in Yavne or elsewhere, if it has a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol. The Rambam holds that it does, the Ramban holds that it doesn't, and you have to listen to the other Batei Dinim. For example, the Beis Din of Yavne, like as the Chinuch says, Mitzad, the din of listening to the Chachmei Torah, Shebechol Dor Vador. That's the one-minute crunch summary of the previous segment of this shir. And this is again based on the Sefer Mishneh Siyavitz of Hagaon Rav Bezalel Zsolti, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In the Sefer Ayosha Rabbeinu Tam, in the Tshuvas in Siman Samach Zayin, Rabbeinu Tam was asked, Ve'od Niflesi, I'm quoting, to be Paragrishan to Sanhedrin, if you'd say, I'm at Beis Mashim, there be Kiva, be Laz, be Yossi, how you be Sanhedrin, be Yavne, the Mai Hilchasa, however, Ladano Dini Nefashis. So what's Pshat that these Tanaim were in the Sanhedrin and Yavne, they're not done Dini Nefashis after, I'm welcome Gaurim, the Gemara says, to be done Dini Nefashis, you have to be in the Beis Din of Yerushalayim, to be in the Lishkas Hagazis, Hamakum Gaurim, Maridik. So what's the Lamai Hilchasa, what's the Nafkamina that they were in the Sanhedrin and Yavne? Answers Rabbeinu Tam, Simen Vav. In Simen Samaches, Vasher Neflesa Rabbeinu Tam b'chav Rabbi Kiva Chaveirav, Shai b'Yavne Dalecha, Shai Roam Shad Sricha Yom Yishivim Beis Din Belishkas HaGozis, V'donim b'Yavne B'Sharim Mekomis. When they saw that the time needed it, they would set up a Beis Din in the Lishkas HaGozis, and they would judge in Yavne and other places. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam answers him. So the Mayna Afgamina, that they would have a Beis Din in Yavne. The answer is when the Shah Tzricha Lekach, they would set up the Beis Din in the Lishkas HaGazis, and then they can judge elsewhere. So they have the Beis Din. As long as the Beis Din is sitting in Lishkas HaGazis, they can judge in other places as well. Even Dinei Nefashis. So Lachor, we have to understand, it says in the Sifri, as we learned in the previous shir, Uvasel Rabbis Beis Din Shebi Yavne, and the Yerushalmi Reb Zira says, L'She'ela. In other words, if there's a suffek or a machlokes bedin, there's a mitzvah to come and ask the Beis Din in Yavne. So that's why Rabbi Akiva v'Chaverov sat in the Sanhedrin in Yavne. Why did Rabbeinu Tam have to come and say that only Alz Dinei Nefashos there was a Sanhedrin in Yavne? And when they saw that Shalat Sricha Lekach, when they saw that it was necessary, they would sit the Beis Din down in Yerushalayim and then judge elsewhere. You don't have to come on to that. That's only Shayich b'zman abayis. So your answer is only in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, but after Nechrav abayis, and you can't judge Din and Nefashis at all, like it says in Sanhedrin Dafnan Beis Amid Beis, b'zman sheyesh kohen yesh mishpat, b'zman she'ein kohen ein mishpat. Only if there's a Kohen, only if there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's a Mishpat. No Beis HaMikdash, no Lishkas HaGozis. There's no Mishpat, so why say that, they would establish a Beis in there so they can be done Dinei Nefashis? That's only Bizman HaBayis. After Bizman HaBayis doesn't work, even more Pasha Teretz. Say that the reason they had a Beis in Yavne is when people had Shilas. If they had a Safek or a Machlokes Bidin, they would come and ask in the Beis in Shebi Yavne. Now, in the Chiddushei Aran, in Sanhedrin there, and in Beis Amid Beis, and the Gemara that says that there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's no Dinei Nefashos. Gemara says, Bizman sheyesh kohen, only if there's a kohen, there's a mishpat. If there's no kohen, there's no mishpat. So he says, why don't we just say Malamed Shemakom Gore? Say a different explanation. Hamakom Gore, that you need to have the Sanhedrin b'mekoman, and not b'zman sheyesh kohen yesh mishpat. Only if the kohen's working the Beis Hamikdash, there's mishpat. Say like the Gemara says earlier, Malamit Shem Makom Goreim. Says the Ran, Ela Dha Difole Shafili Achzruch Senejin Lekomen and Yochom Lodentin in Fashas Miachashen Koin Aved Avoida. We said even better, because even if the Sanhedrin goes back to its place, they still can't be done in a fashis, since the Kohen isn't being Ovid as Avoda. So we see that there are two dinim here. One din is Shamakom Goreim. In other words, if the Beis and Hagadol isn't sitting in the Lishkas Hagazis, in the chamber of hewn stone, the Beis HaMikdash, you're not done in a fashis. And that's even if a Kohen is Ovid Avoda. Like it says in Avodah Zarah, Dav Chesam at Beis, Arbaim Shana Shlochar Vabais, Golsus and Edrim Yashla Bachanus, Lamayachos, Shlodon and Dean Nefashil, Steve Sisa Piadover, Asher Gidlucham and Amokam, Mohumalamit Shamokam Goyrein. So it says in the Gemara that 40 years before Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin was Gola, and they didn't sit in Lishkas Hagazis anymore. Why? And that means that they couldn't be judging Dini Nefashis, because it says, Men Amokamahu, Malamit Shamokam Goyrein. So now, in the 40 years before the Churban, there was still a coin being Oved Avoida. Nevertheless, they weren't done din in a fashis, since the Sanhedrin isn't Mimakoman. So we have one din that we see based on the Ran of Melamed Shem Mokum Goyrim. And then there's Nocha din, and this is really based on the Gemara. Gemara in Sanhedrin says in earlier in the first parak, Melamed Shem Mokum Goyrim. And then the Gemara says later on, Bizman Shiyesh Kohen, only if the Kohen is doing his avodah. So even if the Kohen is doing his avodah, but the Sanhedrin is a Mimkoman, the base Nagazel still can't judge. Now there's another din, only when there's a Kohen, there's Mishpat. Bizman Shein Kohen Ein Mishpat. And that's even if Sanhedrin's in their place. It's not going to help us. In other words, if Sanhedrin's in their place and the Kohen if the Sanhedrin is not in their place, even if the Kohen's working, you can't be done din in the fushes. And there's another din that even if Sanhedrin is in their place, even if Sanhedrin is in Lishkas Hagazis, if the Kohen isn't being Ovid Avoda, then there's no Mishpat. Bizman she'ein Kohen ein Mishpat. And we see this in the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Yud Dalid Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Ein don edin nefashis ela bifnei abayis v'ushi abayis in agadol shom balishka sheben mikdosh shenemar v'zokin mamre lebilti shmo ala Kohen. So the Rambam writes, both in Yonim, both Dinim, you have to have the Beis Din Hagadol B'Makomo B'Lishkas Hagazis, and you also have to have the Kohen Makriv Al Gabe Mizbech. Lefize, it emerges that Rabbeinu Tam writes, that when they would see Sheshat Tzrich Lekach, they'd be Moshiv the Beis Din B'Lishkas Hagazis, and they'd be done in Yavne and in other places. That has to be lefnei shechar of abayis, before the Churban abayis. But after Churban abayis, doesn't help us. B'lav hachi are not being done dini nefashis, because there's no coin makriv. It only helps you if there's a coin makriv to be Moshe of the Sanhedrin. And so writes Taisus in Avodah Zarah and Avches Amit Beis Divor Maschil Ella, that before Churban abayis, when they saw Tzorech Hashah, they would be chozer al alishka and they would judge in the lishka. Very nice. But it would appear that Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Ramban and the Chinuch that we mentioned in the previous segment. That the Hamakom Gorim B'dinei Nefashos, that's not a Din Miyuchad B'dinei Nefashos Uvizokein Mamre. Rather, it's a Tnai B'chalois Din based in Hagadol. That's what we saw. We saw that the Rambam holds that you can have a Chalos based in Hagadol even if they're not in their right place. Beis and Shevi Yavne can have a chalos beis in Hagadol, but the Ramban and the Chinuch hold no. Hamakom Goreim is not just a din bedinei nefashis and zakin mamre that you can't be judging dinei nefashis if they're not in their place, and you only have a zakin mamre who's cholik on the Sanhedrin that's in their place. No, it's a tenai b'chalos din based in Hagadol. That from that time that they left the Lishkas Hagazis, all the dinim hatzluyim based in Hagadol are cancelled. Obazoi kumtois, that on the base in Shebi Yavne there is b'chlal not a Torah is based in Hagadol, and that we learned in the Sifri Ubasa L'Rabbo is based in Shebi Yavne, that is that we learn that included in the mitzvah of Apiyat Torah Asher Yorucha is also a mitzvah L'Shmoa L'Atzis Hagadolim Shebedor B'Chachmas HaTorah. Well, we spoke about already that there's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis in every generation, what we call the Das Torah today, to listen to the Gedolim. And that applies to Rabbanim in all generations, and that also applies to the Beis and Shebi Avne. So since the Beis and Shebi Avne were the Gedolim Shebedor b'chokhmat HaTorah, therefore when there's a suffix or a machlokes bedin, there is a mitzvah to come and ask the Beis and Shebi Avne. But not that they had a Teres Beis Din HaGadol. No, just you ask them your questions. And also you don't need 71, since they don't have a Din Beis Din HaGadol. Once they went out of the Lishkas HaGazis, but Lukol Adina Matluim Beis Din HaGadol. So now it's very good. Rabbeinu Tam was asked in Rabbi Kiva Chaverov, Shaybus and Hedron Biavne, Lemay Hilchasa, since on the Beis Din Shebi Avne there wasn't a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol, and there was no need for 71. Rather, there was just a mitzvah to come and ask them when they have a suffik bedin, because they're the gedolim shebedor b'chachmas haTorah. So Rabbi Akiva chaver of Shemiyu gedolim shebedor b'chachmas haTorah. Why do they have to be kaminyan asenhedrin biyafne? You have a mitzvah al piyat Torah sheyar ruchiv without the minyan asenhedrin shebiyafne. So that was the shaila. So now we understand the question better. The question was, what's the point of making a Sanhedrin in Yavne, of making a minyan of Shivim ve'echad, if Rabbeinu Tam holds, if the Shaul holds, that they only have a din of Al-Pi HaTorah She'erucha, they have to listen to the Chum in every generation, so just ask them Al-Tzcha Chumim. You don't need a Sanhedrin. And for Rabbeinu Tam, Ve'asher neflet al Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav Shayu b'Yavne, דלכה, כשהיו רואין שעה צריכה, היו מושבים בידים בלשכת הגזית, ודנין ביבנה ובשאר מקוימס. You should know that when they had saw a צריכה לכך, they would be moshev the beis din in lishkas hagazis, and then they would be done ביבנה ובשאר מקוימס. In other words, you know why there was a beis din of shivim ve'echad kavua ביבנה, Rabbi Kiva Chaver, they would be mamad of them as the Sanhedrin? Because if Shat Tzricha Lekach, if it was absolutely necessary, they'd go back to the Lishkas HaGazis and they'd be done Dinei Nefashis. So the purpose was, in order to enable them to be done Dinei Nefashis. And according to this, it comes out that after Churban HaBayis, that you can't be done Dinei Nefashos, even if you go back to the Lishkas HaGazis, to Bizman She'en Kohen Ein Mishpat, like we said, so then there was no need for a Beis Din Kavua of Shivim Ve'echad, because they didn't have a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol. In other words, what we were trying to do here is, we were trying to give them a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol. How do we do that? By being Moshev the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGazis, now they can have, even outside, they can have a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol, and you can even be Dantin in Nefashis. But that only applies if you have a Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's not going to help you, because it's man she'en kohen ein mishpat. And if Bizman She'en Kohen Ein Mishpat, so now that means that you can't have a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol anymore. So there are two things that prevent you from being done Dinei Nefashos outside of Yerushalayim. One is that there's no Beis Din in Lishkas HaGazis, and number two, that they're not being Ovid Avoda. So Rabbeinu Tam was saying that as long as the Beis HaMikdash was around, and they were Moshev Beis Din HaGadol in the Lishkas HaGazis, then it has a Torah's Beis Din HaGadol even in Yavne, and they could be done Dinei Nefashos Mikan Shem Makom Gorim. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then can't do it anymore. because then there's no, you can't have a, there's no need to be moshiv, there's no way for Beis Din to have a Torah Beis Din Agadol. You can't be Dandin in a Fashas because you don't have the two preconditions. The two preconditions are Beis Din Agadol Shulishk Sagazis, Sanhedrin sitting in their place, and in addition, the Kohen is being over the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash is there, and they're being Makriv Korbanos. So Rabbeinu Tam explained that you know why they would be Moshev Rabbi Kiva Chaver of Biavne? Shatzruch Lekach, they would be Moshev the Beis and Agod and Lishkas HaGazis, and they'd be done in Yavne B'Shar Makomos. And that it says in the Sefri of Vassal, the Rabbis Beis and Shevi Yavne, and the Yerushalmi says L'Sheila, you don't need to come out to Taurus Beis and Hagadol for that. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, that according to the Ramban, that according to the Chinuch, is for any question. Any question you have, you can ask them, but they don't need a minion of Beis and Sheva Gadol, Taurus Beis and Hagadol. No. Now you can ask any Chachme Chachme Ador, even the Chachme Yavne. Even if the Beis HaMikdash, there's no coin working the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. But the reason they needed a Taurus Beis and Hagadol is in order to be done dinin nefashos kishashal tzricha lakach, and for that they would be moshe v'beis in lishkas hagazis, and then they can judge in Yavne. So that's all shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and together with him we put the Ramban and the Chinuch. However, the Rambam writes in his Akdam to the Sefer Yad HaChazaka, u'beis in hagadol shel shivim ve'echad batal mikamishanim kodem chibur hagemara. What does it mean batal kamishanim kodem chibur hagemara? It's batal a lot earlier. No, you see from the Rambam that from Dante's Gedringen, as they say in Brisk, that even after they left the Lishkas Hagazis, they would still have a Beis Din Kavua of 71, even after they left the Lishkas Hagazis, because of the Rambam Lishitaso, that Amakom Gorem is a Din Mesuyam in Dinei Nefashos, and in Zakin Mamre, they can only be done Dinei Nefashos. You can only have a Zakin Mamre if Hamakom Gorim, if the Sanhedrin is the Lishkas Hagazis. But Sanhedrin is not the Lishkas Hagazis, you can't be done Din of Fashis, and you don't have a Din of Zakin Mamre. But you could still have a Din of Beis and Agoldi, still have Taurus Beis and Agoldi of Shem Ve'echot. And therefore, even after they left the Lishkas Hagazis, you needed this number of 71 in order to create the Chalos of Beis Din Hagadol. So it would appear then that the Rambam argues with the Chinuch that included in the mitzvah Pi HaTorah Shei Aruchu is to listen to the Atzas HaGedolim Shebedor Kuchol HaShir Yoru. That's the Chinuch's Shita. The Rambam never says that. That's how Rambam would appear, that this mitzvah about Pi HaTorah Shei Aruchu was only on the Roz Beis Din HaGadol Shivim Ve'echad. Because he writes the Minyan HaMitzvah is L'Shmoa Mikol Beis Din HaGadol Sheyamdu Lam LiYisrael. So it's mashma only Beis Din HaGadol, Beis Din HaGadol Beis Din Shivim Ve'echad. And this was batel before the closing of the Gemara, before Chasimus HaTalmud. And the makor of the Rambam is the Sifri u'basel, the Rabbis Beis and Shevi Yavne. And the Rambam learns that you should come and ask them Alts Beis and Hagadol, not Alts Chachamim Shebedor. And that's really the machlokas in understanding this. When it says u'basel, the Rabbis Beis and Shevi Yavne, you should come and ask them. That includes the Beis Din Shevi Yavne. Is this Mitzad Beis Din HaGadol? Is this Mitzad Chachmei Ador? The Chinuch holds Mitzad Chachmei Ador, and the Rambam holds Mitzad Beis Din HaGadol. The Chinuch and the Ramban hold that Mokom Gorim is a Tanai B'Chalos Beis Din HaGadol. Only if you have the Sanhedrin B'Mokoma can you have a Beis Din HaGadol. And therefore that it says Basel, the Rabbis Beis Din Shevi Yavne, it's not because they have Torah's Beis Din HaGadol. Because once they left Lishkas HaGazis, all of the dinim that are told in Beis Din HaGadol were nullified. But just because they were, the reason you have to listen to them is because they're Gedolim Shebedor B'Chachmas HaTorah. So it's Muchach that the mitzvah Pi HaTorah Shei Arucha was said even on Aras Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dor V'Dor. So it's a lot of discussion in the last few decades about this whole notion of Das Torah, why do you have to listen to Gedolim? So the first reason you should listen to the Gedolim is because they're Gedolim. They know Torah. That's even before you get to any source. Well, why not? You have a question. You want to know what God wants. God tells us in the Torah what his Ratzon is. Go to the people who know Torah best. Also, we hope that the Gedolim and the Tzaddikim are the least biased. You want to go to somebody who's unbiased? Also, you want to go to Zakenim who have life experience? It's also important. Also, if they're Tzaddikim, and if they're connected to Hashem, then we would assume that they would have more Siyata Dishmaya in giving us the right decisions. So sometimes they say contradictory things. So then you have a question, so what's the Ratzon of Hashem? So I don't know what the answer to that question is. But it makes sense that somebody who's in tune, aligned with Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem, is going to tell people what Ratzon Hashem is. So some Rabbanim said to leave Europe before the war. The Imre Emes, the Rabbi Miyosiatin, the Rishon Rebbes, the Rav Ashlag, the Bala Sulam, others, they said to leave. Other Rabbanim said to stay. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to wash over. So it could be that Hashem wanted, not it could be, that's what I believe, Hashem wanted these Gedolim to say this and those Gedolim to say that. The Holy Pnei Menachem was once asked, why should we listen to Rabbanim? They said to stay in Europe. They would have said to come to Eretz Yisrael. Then a lot of Jews would have been saved. So we shouldn't listen to them. So the Pnei Menachem said, it's the opposite. There was a gzera these Jews had to die. If they would have come to Eretz Yisrael, then the Goyim would have come into Eretz Yisrael. The Nazis would have, that was their plan. To capture Eretz Yisrael, to penetrate into Eretz Yisrael. And then we would have lost Eretz Yisrael also. Would have been even worse. So they stayed there, so they didn't get to Eretz Yisrael. By Nais. The story goes, they were coming in. I think it was Rommel and his troops, and they were really thirsty, and they cut through the pipes and they drank, and they ended up drinking salt water. They were on their way from Egypt, if I remember correctly. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the story that I've heard. If I'm not mistaken, it's documented. You can look it up. That's the story that I heard, and it's written. But the point is that who says they were wrong? They were right. They say it saved Eretz Yisrael, that they didn't come to Eretz Yisrael. So we believe that Hashem gives them special koach, special siyata d'shmaya. It's another reason to listen to them. But another reason to listen to the Gedolim is that the Chinuch says so. The Chinuch says that's part of the mitzvah of Al Pi HaTorah She'arucha. So if they say things that aren't Torahdik, they say you should buy a house in Teaneck and not in Muncie. So I don't know if that's included in what the Torah says. There's a famous letter of the Baal HaTanya. He says that, why are you Hasidim asking me about Gashmias things? Ask me about Ruchnias. I don't want to deal with the Gashmias. And they ask him about the Gashmias anyway, and you see the Dori Doris, all the Hasidim ask Rebbe's about Gashmias. I ask my Rebbe about Gashmias. But is that a Chiyuv Min HaTorah? That's not clear. It says, Al Pi HaTorah She'er Rucha. But certainly in Yanim that are Nogeya to Torah, to Mitzvahs, to Avodas Hashem. The only thing is, they're different from Gedolim. Today we have an Eretz Yisrael. We have, unfortunately, a lot of Machlokas. You have one group with Rav Steinman, which is more, less militant about the Medina and the army, more permissive. And then there's Rav Shlomo Zalman's son, Shmuel Auerbach, the head of the Peleg, Peleg Yerushalmi. So he's less permissive about the army. So I'm not talking about the protests and the things that you see sometimes that cause anguish in the heart. I'm just talking about the Etzim Shita. So he's a Gadol B'Torah, he's a Gadol B'Torah. And if you ask other Gadolei Torah, you'll hear other opinions. Gadolei Torah aren't monolithic. They don't all think the same way. So as long as somebody goes with a Gadol, he's in good shape. You want to go with Rav Adi Yosef, you want to go with Rav Shlomo Zalman, you want to go with Rav Shach, you want to go with the Ger Rebbe, you want to go with this Rebbe, with that Rebbe. People are Gedolei Torah, Gedolei Israel. You follow them, then you're kind of the mitzvah of the Chinuch. But it's important to know that the Rambam doesn't seem to hold of that. At least not as a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam says it's only based in Hagadol. Okay, so that's a little bit in Yanni Dioma. We have a lot more to say in this topic. And Amir Tashem B'siyata D'shmaya, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means, and we are going to, please God, continue with this shir in the near future. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.